You're wrong.
I've been called out, I was wrong. The legislation has been filed, Speaker filed it this afternoon, it's just.
Right, so he was looking at you and I was just like, what, is there something else you're filing or what's to do? But yeah, that's already been done.
Oh, okay.
For the resolution.
So then, what do we, we're out of executive session.
Right.
Or when, have a motion to come out.
So moved.
Second.
We're out of executive session.
Yes.
So the process on Monday will then just be, if the intent is to use Speaker Pratt's resolution, she'll have it on first reading and it can either come to this committee and be passed through committee, then reported out, or it can be fast-tracked by, you know, advancing it on to as far as third reading on Monday.
So we don't need a motion today to approve this?
Don't need it.
Okay, well.
Do we get to see the resolution before?
It should go out this afternoon as filed legislation.
It won't come before this committee, from what I understand, and they'll try to fast-track it through Monday, so it'll, so you'll just look at it in your email when it's filed.
So is there a resolution number if you filed it, or was it after three?
No, it was before three, which is why I had already done it, which is why I came and asked you if you were filing yours by three. She just hasn't emailed it out yet, but yeah, I'm sure it's been assigned and everything.
I can go find out what number it is.
I think it might be useful for us to be on record. You know, normally after executive session is when there's a part of the agenda discussion on items discussed in executive session. You can vote on in executive session, but you can vote on when you come out of executive session. And so this, would you feel like, since it was the topic of discussion in executive session, can you vote on if you approve now that we're out?
Yeah, I just didn't provide.
Maybe it doesn't have to, but I feel like it should. Why would we not? There were, what, two or three versions of this piece? You could reference, I don't know if it has a time date or stamp on it or not.
She's getting ready to send it out here shortly. It's ONCR 1718.
Trey, maybe there's not an absolute requirement to, for this committee to pass or approve this lease, but there's more than one version of this lease. It was pointed out that it's not stamped in, so there's no way to reference it by.
The copy that I had, the official copy, was stamped in, and she has it in the office. And this resolution, as you'll see in the bottom paragraph, references the document as submitted to the Clerk of Congress on March 31st. So she has the one that you were looking at today with the legal description attached to it as Exhibit A.
Well, unless it was discharged from committee, would we still not want to be on record that we discussed and approved the lease that's an attachment to this?
That's your decision.
I don't think the committee has the ability to approve a lease. It'll be a congressional action that approves.
Oh, no, I didn't, why approve it? I didn't mean to approve the lease to be enacted. I meant approve the content of the lease is what I meant.
You're certainly welcome to make a motion to approve the lease as submitted on March 31st, 2017, and take a vote on it if you wish to do so. It won't be reported out.
It's not necessary, no one else feels that way. We've spent quite a few hours on this, and then the notion that it requires no action from this committee, I'm just kind of dumbfounded by that.
Well,
it would require action on the resolution if the resolution came before the committee, but it just so happens the way the timing is working out, it looks like it's probably going to go fast-tracked on the floor. So you got cheated, Dr. Shaw.
He's not going to be able to sleep.
I approve this lease. I approve this.
Is that a spot that we can do it?
I wouldn't say it's a plot, you know. But I certainly wouldn't stop you from making a motion if you wanted to make.
Well, someone make a motion that.
Do we need a time date or anything?
We don't have one.
Well, apparently there is one that exists.
It's.
Oh.
You get that, we can reference that.
It's the one that's.
I'd like to do something on today.
cheated. See, he's feeling cheated too. At least two.
I believe it was all 3 or 4 p.m. We'll see. I think she went to get it. March 31st, 3 or 4 p.m.
We can vote if we want to. We're the Congress.
It's in your email now.
I want to claim to wrestle this.
I want to see it.
I'm making this motion under duress.
Might be called Andy McRae.
It was a near long.
I have never abstained from it.
Yeah, that's right.
Just today.
Okay, so yeah, it's dated March 31st, 2017, stamped at 3.04 p.m.
And there's been no amendment. Changes.
Okay, I'm turning a motion.
And John, for the record, John is OCH. I'm kidding.
I guess I'm a little too much upset.
Okay. I'll try to help us out. I'll make a motion that the committee approve the land management, farming, and grazing lease between the Osage Nation and the Blueskin Ranch. That is the version which is dated 3/31/17 at
3:04 p.m.
3:04 p.m. Stamped in at 3:04 p.m.
Second. Motion made and second. I'm going to repeat the motion, but any discussion? All in favor, say yes.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm so glad you get your satisfaction here. I could have done without it.
They're not going to lose their lives.
I had a headache.
It's been a long time coming.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
Good turn.
I think I grew a gray hair during this meeting.
I think we should
hold
on.
I was going to get